Good morning, dear church people. It's great to know that we are connected. We don't see each other, but we see your comments and your names who are connected. Today, I know that God is for all of us, the church people. I speak very slowly. For all the church people, God has the word. And I'm not starting the series of sermons today, but this is the word for one day, for today. For you and me, God is speaking something. And scripture says, come down and hear what the God is saying to the church. So say loudly, God speaks to me now, and He has prepared something as very important for me. If you don't have a place where to listen the sermon in calm, quiet place, so just found that place now. If you preparing your lunch at this moment, it's not a good idea, because in this, when you distracted by something, you can't hear what the God wants to speak to you. When we calm down and we respect the God's word, as the Mary, she didn't run around doing something when Jesus came to her house. She calmed down and she knew that he will gonna speak to her something. So, if you have children, give something for your children to be busy, so you could calm down and to listen to the sermon. So, first I want to read from the book of James 4:7. We read it many times, but we're gonna read it and listen what God is gonna speak to you today. It says, but he, from the verse 6, but he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Submit yourself then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. It says, submit to God. So when we speak about submitting ourselves to God, when we speak about submitting ourselves to God, generally, for anyone to submit to someone else, to follow someone, what we need? Tell me. So what first is to trust. I can't follow, I can't give my life to someone that I can't trust. I can give myself, submit, and follow when I trust. And the more I trust in this person, the more I can submit. The easier is to submit my life to this person's hands. But to trust, you need to know that person. And to know you, the person, you need to spend the time, you need situations to walk in life, some challenges, some circumstances together. And continues with that, we form some understanding about that person. This happens with people, and the same is with God. It's not automatically that you give your life to God, and then you just submit to Him. So to trust and to follow, you need to know the person. To know the person, you need to spend the time with him, live with him, be with him. And today, I want to mention two very important things. And I believe that God wants us to remember. And if you need some correction, that you may correct if something is not right. So first is to spend time, and we're going to talk about it. But before that, in that situations, in everyday's life, we need to learn to live with Him. So we need to fix our eyes unto Christ, unto Jesus. And one very important thing, you know, the devil is very clever, and he can come as an angel of light, as something good, as a God himself. And what I have in mind for today, for now, it's lots of information about God, sermons about God, and Christian people today talk a lot about God. But very often, you know what happened? That you speak about God, you analyze the things in the groups about God. But for example, you are not a politician, you are not president, you are not the advisor, or you are not a part of the team. You are the one that's watching on TV what's happening in the politics, what they decide, what is the president like, and you searching, you listen to this news, and when your friends comes drinking the beer, you get into the politics discussions. And a few times I watch at the side how it happened, and it seems like they changing the world. It seems like they at the lunch table, they decide about the rules, about the future of the country, when at the same time most of them, they don't even go to vote when there is a voting time in the government. And very often we as a church people are in the same place. And today I took this on purpose because I'm a bit worried about what happened in among us in our church. Maybe not just in our church, but other churches. Full of internet today is of information about the last days. For example, Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back, and they speak about Jesus. But if you get all that information and very often it's just the talking, you change your focus, not from Jesus into the things unnecessary, into the teachings that most of them are not true. You just wasting your time. This listening this information, then discussions, queries about it. The same about this people talking about the politics, and very often you are just get angry and get cross with others. They are not in a among the professionals, but they just talking, and very often they just query and conflict. about this because of their positions, because of their self-righteousness, because of their foolishness, just talking about the things that you don't understand, and you don't change anything, and even you are not part of that. So the same is in the Christianity. If you are not careful, today when we speak about this, what is fashion now about the last days, about the many things. One woman was asking, about the vaccination, she was asking, what your answer, what do you think about it? My answer is, I don't know. And those who speak, they don't know. This is theories only. When it looks like, oh wow, maybe it's correct. But during my time of pastoring this church, I've heard many times that news that Jesus coming now, that Jesus is coming back now, and there is the waves that Jesus is coming back now, and is like run away to the mountains, save the food, store the food. And in our church also was the people that speaking to me, it's the last days, Jesus is coming back, we need to concentrate what to do. And you know, those things, I'm not really impressed with those things. I'm just surprised how easy for us to push us away from the right way. I don't know. I don't know what is happening, if really, but what I know the one that knows everything. And my concentration, my goal is in all this chaos to fix my eyes on Christ. In all this storm, to fix my eyes on the Christ and to found the peace, that my goal is Jesus is you. When you are involved in all these discussions, what is the result? Do you get more peace? Do you get more joy? Or fear and panic? You don't get more love or more peace. And the Christ is not glorified in this. You just glorify your opinion. One is listened to one opinion, the other is the other, and now you are confronting each other who is more righteous. You don't know what you're talking about, so just stop and cry out, stop. And I believe that the God Spirit is crying out to stop, to calm down. Now the question is whether the vaccination will be released and it will be coded, and we shouldn't take it, we shouldn't vaccinate. And the people already worry how they're gonna do it or not do it, and they already not sleeping, they are in panic now. Stop it. I believe God is calling us to stop, to calm down. During all these few weeks, this all happened. First, coronavirus, then anger for each other, racism for the last days. And you know what happened? They try to push us into this swirl of storm, to query who is more righteous, who is right. When we speak about vaccination, we don't know what's happening, and there won't be any coding. If they would release it and it would be mandatory, what you would do? What I would do? Ask me what I would do. I don't know. I don't know. But if this day will come, and my eyes would be fixed still on Jesus in this storm, in this confusion, when the disciples were in this storm. And Peter was looking not in the storm, in the waves, but on Jesus. If your eyes are still fixed on Jesus, Jesus, you are in this storm, in all this chaos in the world that is happening now, then you would know what to do. And there is no right, correct answer, not to vaccinate or vaccinate. I don't know, but when this day will come, I will know. And if I will have a peace to vaccinate, you know, maybe there is lots of poison there, as in many many vaccinations today. Then I will have a peace. And I know that even if I would drink the poison, as the God scripture says, it won't harm me. Or maybe I will have the different peace. Maybe God will speak differently to me. Maybe he will say, no, don't touch it. And I will have a strength to come against this all storm. And maybe God will use me in this. But how it will be, I don't know. And you don't know. So stop it. Stop doing what it tears down you and tears apart you and others. And you think that you fixed your eyes on Jesus? No. You fix your eyes on some theory, some teaching, maybe self-righteousness. And now you want to prove that you are right. Who is more right? So stop it. It's very important time, very important moment. And I believe that God is crying out to you. He says, stop, stop. Your eyes has to fix on Christ. What he does, I don't know what he will do tomorrow. Today he does something in your and my life, and we need to know the answers. Today God is speaking to me from all this storm. The God speaks to me, switch off everything, all the teaching. Don't get into some queries. Who is more righteous? Jesus who comes back today or tomorrow. We always have to be ready for his return. Because any time it could be that day, you close your eyes or you open your eyes somewhere completely different. You don't need even end of the world. So every day you need to be connected with God, heart to heart. We need to remain in a storm or in a peace. And today, if you are into this all queries and discussions, I pray for the God's grace to humble yourself and to stop and say, no, Jesus, no. You think that all this teaching doesn't influence you? It's influence. And even those teaching often, about the end of the world and the days. Sometimes even sermons, you listen to the one sermon, other sermon, third sermon, and you speak sermons. Pastor Vilma said one thing, Castitis said some other things, and it's all correct. But this is not the eyes fixed on Jesus. What you say to me, it's good to listen to the scripture, to listen to the sermons, to read the Bible. But you need to know, Jesus, what you do, what you say to me today. Speaking about this queries, we as a God's people, we are the God's ambassadors. We are the politicians of God. We have power, we have positions, and we need to influence in the spiritual things. We all in a strategic places as a politics, and we have responsibilities, and we are called to influence and make a change in the place where we are, at home, at work, in our country, in our church. But to know what to do, you have to be in connection with the producer of the rules and law. You have to participate with him. You have to be connected with Christ, to speak about the Christ and to live with Christ is not the same. And today, church is full of the speakers about God. And it's not surprise that there is no power, because there is no connection. And it's great that we have internet and we have to, we can listen some things. We have books to read. But it's not like, it's not true that if you know more about God, you know Him more. You have to humble yourself. Doesn't matter how much you know about Him, you need to know Him Himself. Only He can lead you into the knowing. So speak today what Jesus speaks to you, not what you've heard on the internet, not what sermon you've heard, but you tell me what God is speaking to you, for your family, for your personal life, what He's speaking to you now. And if you don't know what to say, if you don't have anything to say, then just calm down and don't speak. The information doesn't make you more godly. The more information doesn't make you more godly. I'm not saying not to renew our minds. We listen and read to renew the minds. Information is good, but what you doing in every situations, when you go through the situation, your goal should be every day, Jesus, where you are in this place, in this chaos, where are you? What you speaking to me? If you will have this heart position, I guarantee in all this chaos, you will know what to do. You will know where to move. And when the time comes, you will know what to do. If the time comes for vaccination, you will know what to do. You will know. You will know. So, one thought I already said, now I will come to the second one. To give yourself to this person, we are not speaking about him or not speaking only, but we live with him in everyday's life. But the second thing, spend time with God. My question would be to answer for yourself. When last time you were with God, you spent time with God? I'm not saying, asking you spoke about God, you did something about God, but you were with Him. And your answer says it. For example, me with my husband Darius, nearly will be 25 years of our marriage anniversary. It's a grace of God. And 7 years we were dating, so it's a long time. We spend time together. We like to strategize together. But during all this time, the most intimate, precious moments was those when we were sitting down just two of us, and we spend time together without children, without mobiles. When you listen to the sermon, it's not the spending time with God, without any things. You just sit down and you look into the eyes and you speak, and you enjoy, you rejoice with the presence of that person. You rejoice that this man exists, that this husband exists. And maybe you not speak even, you drink the tea and you get to just stay silent. But this is concentration on each other, you and me. Doesn't matter what happened in the world, but you and me, we are together. And something similar is with God. God wants our presence. He created us for Himself. We're not created us to work for Him. He created us to be with Him. And this being with Him, with God, it should be our everyday life, and maybe not even once a day, the time when we come to be with God, to spend time with God. When we come to spend time, I will show how to calm down there. How to calm down. Open your heart and to embrace this God's presence. So real changes coming each time when you touch with God, when we respect, when we wait, when we understand that without God's presence, nothing will be alive. The atmosphere will changing, and those people who practice it, they bring this presence everywhere they go. And in the church, when the people gather, that they come not just for the good songs or just to speak to people, but they come to be with God. And David is the example. When two and three people gather in the place, energy is changed and the God's presence comes. You don't need to plead for God's presence. He's everywhere. But very often we don't even seek it. We don't look for it. We just need to answer our prayers. But we need a God's presence. Each time when you come to spend time with God, He comes. God's presence shows itself, and the human then person becomes the living soul when His presence comes, when His presence touch. And you don't stay the same. The real changes, the changes of heart will happen. When God touch, when He gives you a thought or one word from His presence, you'll never remain the same. My experience is not a very, very, very wide in the people. Sometimes I forget the people's names or so, but I never forget the God's presence. I never forget the revelations that I have from His presence. When His presence comes, the human becomes free for this moment, and it's an intimate moment. And maybe you don't even speak to others what you encounter with God. You need a humbleness, you need a childlike heart to encounter this, to feel the God's presence. And very often it's very simple. He comes. So when we come to His presence, we need to learn how to calm down and wait on Him. understanding God, if you not come, if you don't touch me, if you don't show yourself, there is no reason to live. No one can satisfy my soul, just you. And it's not the sermons, listening the sermons, is not the listening to sermon or speaking to discussions with the people or listening to music. The only when you set apart the time and you come and you say, Jesus, I am here. Good morning, good morning or good evening. I'm here and I'm longing for you. As a deer pants for the living waters, my heart longs for you. You don't remember when the God touched you because you don't come to Him. You don't have a time. In this time, many of us, we have more time. Where you spend this time? Did you spend this time correctly? Come to God just as you are. Come and worship. Come and wait on Him and He will speak. He will do what the person or this preacher can't do. It's given for everyone. It's not only for the preachers or for the certain people. God's presence is for everyone. So few moments when we come to His presence, to the room, we close the door. It's not the intercession prayers. You close the door, you calm down, and you listen, and you speak, and you hear, and you speak. So from my experience and those people who practice it, the hardest is first when you come is to calm down because so many disturbance. So many thoughts that come to your mind. And you say, come, when I come, I have chaos in my head and I just get distracted. So first you need to learn. You will learn if you practice. You think maybe, oh, it's not for me, I can't control my mind. You can do it. If you practice, if you learn, you will get it. So when you come and to calm down, first two steps will be, you will speak about yourself to calm down. So first, speak all your fears, your worries, your anger. Open your heart and what is your mind and what is your heart. Just speak and speak and speak it to God. Don't hold it in your heart. You say, I'm full of fear. I don't know what will happen tomorrow with school or with the work, with the children. I'm angry on my husband. I'm angry on children or on myself. Just speak it. Speak out. Maybe it will last quite long. Doesn't matter, but speak it. And the second, take a piece of paper, take something to write with, and write it down. It will be about you when you will try to calm down your mind. You will remember the things what you haven't done. I just had to call Birute yesterday. And especially in this time when you try to calm down in before God, just take a piece of paper and write it down. When you finish, call Birute. I didn't pay for the lunch of my child at school. And it's important things. So, two, when I finish, I need to pay for the child's lunch at school. And maybe it will be 2 or 10 points there. Just write it down what you haven't done. Because if you don't say what you worry about, you can't calm down. If you don't remember what you haven't done, and then you will think that's all not to forget. So you will later, if you write it down on a paper, then you will calm down. So first two steps will be about yourself, and this is normal. And maybe for some will be 5 minutes or longer. Doesn't matter how long it will take, just do it. So this is practical things, and it works. So third, you will start feeling calm in your mind, and you start feeling the God's presence from your soul, from your heart. Sometimes it will be supernatural things, but the peace comes into your heart. It's not only in the mind, but then peace from inside comes, and then you forget where you are, that you haven't done something, that you haven't done something correctly. And this is a release for the soul. We need it every day to refill ourselves with the God Spirit. Then we will have a strength for all day to fix our eyes on the Christ. So we speak all our worries, our queries and things, and we know that God hears and He listens. And then speak out what is important for you, and then move on. Then write it down what you have to do. All the things that you forgot to do, and then the peace from inside will start to fill up your heart, your mind.